Set!
Hi guys, welcome back to the Staff Rugby Podcast. Delighted to have you tune in. And yet again, a lot of news, a lot of excitement after round five of the top 14. First, we'll start off with the latest news coming out of Montpellier announcing the serious injury to Arthur Vincent, their French international centre, who unfortunately during their game against Brive tore his ACL, so he ruptured his ligaments in his left knee. That will keep him out for most of the season, and really disappointing for him because he actually suffered the exact same injury last year, so he'll be sidelined for another couple of months, and it will be a race against time to get him back and fit for the World Cup. He's a player that's very appreciated by Fabien Galthié and his staff with Le 15 de France, simply because he can cover a centre and wing, and he's a very good defensive player. Very sorry for him. We hope he gets back onto the pitch very soon and very quickly. But some terrible news for him and for Montpellier and for France as well. That was surely going to pick him for the upcoming autumn international. So shame for him. Other news coming out from Racing 92 this time with Stuart Lancaster, who's just been appointed as Racing head coach for the next 4 years. He'll take over this summer from Laurent Travers, who he will become president of the club's management board. So, Lancaster was only a senior coach at Leinster after obviously his disastrous stint at the head of England after crashing out the group stages back at the World Cup in 2015. So he was a senior coach under ex-Irish international Leo Cullen, who was the head coach at Leinster. And he's known, though, a lot of success there with, you know, four Pro 14 titles, a Champions Cup title back in 2018. So very, very good record, I'd say. And I think that's something that Racing 92 president Jackie Lorenzetti is really looking for because, again, very ambitious. Racing haven't won anything since winning the top 14 back in 2016. And they went to three Champions Cup final since 2016 and actually never won it a single time. So he's a very ambitious man in a very ambitious club. And obviously, Racing 92 has been one of the top teams in the last couple years. So he will have a lot of work to do there, Stuart Lancaster. So good luck to him, but I think it's a great thing. It is very unusual for French rugby, simply because most head coach are either French or French speaking. So to take a British coach is usually quite unusual, but hopefully for him he will be very successful there. So we'll just have to wait and see until the start of next season. And the final bit of news that I wanted to address in this episode was the unfortunate event that happened with some of the Montpellier players, Thomas Darmon and Enzo Forlita. So they're currently under fire for aggravated violence. They're being prosecuted and they will appear in court on February 13th next year. This unfortunate event happened whilst they were celebrating Montpellier's first ever title back in June, and unfortunately there was an altercation in a nightclub or just outside a nightclub with the players, and unfortunately it led to someone getting quite badly smacked outside the club. So they are going to have to go to court, and it's just very bad publicity, not only for Montpellier, especially having won or just after winning their first ever title. It's just very bad publicity for rugby as well. And this is something that's happened a lot over the last couple of years in France as well. And it's just something that's really not good. Uni Antonio, the French and La Rochelle prop, was convicted for the same things back in 2018. Victor Moreau as well, the second row for Castres, was actually fired for very similar events. So it's just something that seems to be reoccurring quite often in French rugby. And I do understand, you know, a lot of these guys are probably drunk, and you know how rugby players are after a win, and especially after a title as well. But that doesn't give them the right to cause, you know, such acts, which are really deplorable. So hopefully, you know, it will teach them a lesson, and it's something that we're hopefully not going to see in the future. It's just appalling behaviour, unfortunately. So, yeah, I'll give you more information around that story when the trial starts, or at least when they have to appear in court on Feb 13. So hopefully we'll have a bit more info by then, but there you go. And obviously now moving to the top 14. So we just finished with round five of the top 14. And again, the top dogs are back at it again. So talking of Montpellier, they just got beat at home by Toulouse, who had a very different team to the one they usually put out, especially at home. So it wasn't the first team, it was probably the second or third team. No one was expecting them to get a result at Montpellier. A lot of the top players weren't on the pitch to give them a bit of time off. And they came out with a win, which was absolutely unbelievable for them. And another good win for Toulon as well, going to Pau and beating them 34-17. Some strong results by Clermont as well, beating Lyon 43-20. And Brive, who beat Bayonne 25-22, which is very important for them, especially that they are probably contenders to relegation. So yeah, good results all round for these teams. And that means that overall we still have, after the fifth round of the top 14, Le Stade Toulousain, Toulouse as usual, with 18 points ahead of La Rochelle second with 17, Montpellier third with 15 points after their loss, Clermont is fourth with 14, and then you have Toulon and Brive who sort of round out the top six, which is those that qualify for the playoffs. So yeah, some great results for them. We've got some great rugby coming up in the next couple of weeks as well. So in round six of the top 14, we have some big games coming up as well, especially with Toulouse that's going to play Clermont at home. We also have the likes of Lyon playing Bordeaux as well. So keep an eye out for these games that I would recommend. Highly entertaining, and I can bet you that Toulouse is going to put on a show as well against Clermont and cement that top place in the top 14. But it will again be interesting to see how you know, the table develops as we move along. And I do really believe that the likes of Bordeaux, Racing will start creeping up again, and Brive, who's currently six, I think will start slowly going down again. Stade Français have seemed to be struggling. They're in 10th position as well. We'd expect them maybe, you know, to get back up there, especially under Gonzalo Quesada. You'd expect him, you know, to sort of turn that team around, especially in his second stint back in the French capital, but hasn't seemed to have happened just yet. But again, early days, still have a lot of rugby left to play, and it'll be exciting to see what happens in the next couple of weeks. But again, I'll keep you up to date with all the latest as soon as we get them in the next couple of days, next couple of weeks. I'll try and put out some episodes more regularly as well to cover the latest and give you my thoughts. So I guess that's all the time we've got for this week. If you have enjoyed this episode of Le Staff Podcast, please give it a thumbs up, a nice review, follow us on our socials, feel free to share some comments and feedback. Always appreciate hearing from you, and I'll see you soon at the next one.